Moving on to more about the series and session details. These are critical components of your intervention and its fidelity. A series is a group of lessons of the same intervention, and a session is one lesson of a series. Sometimes it's helpful to think of a series as a classroom. Your scope and sequence should have a detailed plan for each lesson in a series. Key factors include how many lessons in a series are required to get the expected effect. For fresh conversations, it's 6. Linking lessons for schools, it's 5. Lesson order. Not all interventions have order specifics, but some do. For example, with linking lessons. Schools, the My Plate lesson. First is intended to be taught first, since all other lessons build off this topic. Some interventions allow the educator to choose from different recipes and/or activities for a lesson. It's really important that you indicate which recipes and activities you will be implementing in a specific lesson. Sometimes a specific activity is required to meet fidelity guidelines. Next is the duration or lesson length. Meeting the minimum minutes for each lesson ensures you are moving through content at an appropriate pace and completing all necessary components of a lesson. Some lessons are as short as 20 minutes, while others might be 2 hours. And although I skipped over it, NEARI is also important to note on your scope and sequence. NEARI should only be provided to participants to reinforce the objectives of the education provided. Every time you order NEARI through the partner portal, your program manager ensures it is listed in your scope and sequence, aligned with the lesson it will be delivered in, and has a plan or explanation of how the item will reinforce the nutrition education message. Now, if you're super familiar with the scope and sequence document, you'll notice I'm not showing the planned modifications here. That's because this takes a lot more conversation, and I am going to turn it over to Emily to cover that.